Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
She wants answers for her friend who was broken up with after 2 years very suddenly by a boyfriend and wanted us to get some answers, which we did. We will get to that here in just 1 second. I was flipped off yesterday in traffic.
Oh, that was me. You got the bird?
I have no idea what I did. You ever have that? That happened to you?
Oh, yeah. It's happened to me before.
Okay. This dude was on a motorcycle and goes by me and flips me off, and I'm like, what happened?
Maybe he's not a fan of the show.
Maybe.
That's what it was.
But it's not really a flip-offable show. I don't know if I cut the dude off.
No idea what you did?
Zero idea at all.
I wanted to
catch up to him and go, I'm sorry, I don't even know what I did.
I don't know what that says about me and my driving, but that has happened multiple times to me.
I believe that.
I always know why. I'm very aware. But I do wish you could have different honks on your horn.
Yeah.
You know, one's like, sorry, like just a little honk to let them know, like, hey, I know I messed up. And then one's to be like, get out of the way.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Kara here, who wants some answers. All right, Kara, so for those that have just checked out the show, just to bring them up to speed, your best friend gets broken up with this dude. They have the dream relationship, at least she thinks so, for 2 years. He breaks up out of nowhere. Your friend is busted up, can't even get off the couch, is emotionally distraught, no answers at all. So you feel like, as a good friend, you came to us to get us answers for her. So, and you wanted us to reach out to the ex-boyfriend, correct?
Yes, thank you for your help.
All right, I don't think I forgot anything there.
I think you nailed it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so our show director, Tommy, reached out to this dude to see if he would open up at all. Tommy, what do you have?
Yeah, it took a little bit of back and forth, but I was finally able to convince him, and he offered some insight about the breakup. So the first thing he said was, I really appreciate what you're trying to do.
No, you don't.
I don't want to hurt her more. I didn't want to hurt her before.
But you did.
But I guess that was unavoidable.
Yes, it was.
The truth is, I realized I simply didn't have the same feelings for Stephanie that were necessary to keep going.
Can I pause here for just 1 second before Kristen keeps talking? I'm kidding. Look, dudes make this mistake a lot. A lot. I think more so than men, women, in that we feel like if we just don't inflict the hurt verbally, that it's going to somehow, some way hurt less. That's way worse.
Uh-huh.
The unknown like that to me is way worse. I would rather deal with the pain and get over it than not knowing it all. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's also pretty common based off of my own experience and my friend's experience who date guys is sometimes instead of just using your words to end the relationship, you either do like a series of small actions that slowly build up the resentment in her so you make her break up with you, or you do something self-sabotage-y and you like cheat on her as a way to end the relationship and just make it implode.
Right. I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship, a loving relationship, at least that's what Kara said, for 2 years, then out of respect, you owe her some closure.
Mm-hmm. At least some words.
So, you know how I've said many, many times on this show, and it's been referred back to many, many times, how when you break up with someone, you could say, you're a great person, just not the person for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice way to say it.
Can't really say that after 2 years, though.
Well, Blake said it a little differently. He said, it's not that she's a bad person or anything. It just wasn't enough for me to drag things on further.
Mm-hmm. Drag.
I felt like he could have softened that up a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want your relationship to be referred to as a drag.
So then I said, that must have been really tough for both of you. Is there more to it, though? from what we hear, it was all just out of the blue with no warning for her. And he said, it was a bit out of the blue for me, too. I think I became aware of my feelings when I started realizing I enjoyed being around her friends more than I wanted to be around her.
Ouch.
I know it sounds terrible, but I felt a stronger connection with them. It made me realize that I wasn't as invested in our relationship as I thought. And so I said, so there wasn't anyone else that you may have been seeing. I think Stephanie may have thought you had already moved on. And Blake said, no, there wasn't someone else I was involved with. In fact, I still am not involved with anyone. But I was attracted to someone, and the more I was around Stephanie and her friends, the more worried I became that I'd end up starting something or doing something that would make me an awful person. I felt it was better to end things before I looked like a complete ass and things got messy. So it sounds like...
he liked one of her friends.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I said, was this someone that Stephanie knew? And Blake said, I really think I'm going to end things here. I don't think it's necessary or needed to give every little detail. And I kept trying to ask questions, and he just ignored me, so he broke up with me, too.
So what... what are the chances that it's Kara that he was attracted to?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Kara, did you ever pick up on that? That he potentially had, like, something for one of her friends?
No, and it all seemed like a dream relationship to us, and if we had picked up on anything like that, we've been on it so freaking fast. We love Stephanie.
Yeah, I think that, so while juicy, I don't think Stephanie needs to know that.
No.
No.
Right? Stephanie doesn't need to know that.
I would want...
Why are you making that face, Mo?
What?
I was just trying to put myself in her shoes, and I would want to know.
You would want to know that he started getting feelings for one of your friends, and he just found it best to go ahead and part ways because even the idea of having feelings for somebody else and not you made him realize you weren't the one for him.
Yes, because of the two-year factor. If I was with somebody for 2 years and it genuinely seemed like it was that type of relationship, I would need something that would motivate me to get over it, and I think that would be the perfect motivation.
I think you're saying that because you're a guy, though. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to your appearance, there's such like a societal pressure to be like the prettiest or to be desirable to men. And so for you to look at me and to say that you are more interested in one of my friends, I'm going to feel insecure on so many different levels.
Yeah, I feel like this only makes it worse. That because
you think?
Yeah, because I mean, if you tell her the truth, she starts questioning which friend.
Mm-hmm. She's looking at her friends differently,
right.
Her friendships differently.
I don't know, man. I think I would just
I'll give you answer
this
from.
One. All right, Kara, well, at least you know now, and you can do with that information what you want, but he was attracted to somebody in your group. Have you always been single when they've been around?
I have, and if it was me, gosh, I want to punch this guy in the face.
You're a good friend, then.
You don't want to punch
him. But he didn't act on it.
No.
Like we have to, like,
yeah.
So, Blake, granted, he did not handle this ending the relationship well.
That's an understatement.
Right, just ghosting after 2 years is terrible.
Okay.
No, but I'm sorry. I almost wish that he had acted on it because then it could have been shut down and we could have seen what kind of guy he was. It takes two to tango, and the idea that he would have started something, he wouldn't have started anything with any of Stephanie's friends. Are you freaking kidding me?
Totally understand. Well, at least you got truth now, Kara.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
All right, bye-bye. If you guys want us to do a closure call for you, Tommy, our show director, is very convincing. He will reach out, get answers for you. You can hit us up at thebirdshow.com.
Listen, it's The Bird Show.